joined by Natalie Bromley to talk about Burnley, who had a bit of an odd first game of the Championship season, West Ham United. It's almost just that the fixture computer isn't truly random. And got themselves a game there against West Ham at home, which ended up being a 2-2 draw. Now, West Ham got themselves 2-0 ahead, but they didn't really deserve to be 2-0 ahead over the course of the game, did they, Natalie? And Burnley managed to turn it around with a late Jan Fleming header.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. It was a very weird dynamic for us in the game in that, yeah, going 1-0 behind so early on as well felt a little bit of a sucker punch because Burnley started the game very, very brightly. And I think I did post very early on in the game that I had more fun in the first 3 minutes of that game than I did in the entirety of last season. And it was just, it was dynamic and it was proactive and it was attacking and it was using the wing players and there was crosses going into it. It was great. And then the first set piece of the game, terrible marking, free header, and we 1-0 down. So there was a little bit of a, oh gosh, here we go again, like some things haven't changed. But it was a really weird thing because the reaction from the players and the manager and the crowd wasn't like it was last season. And even when we went 2-0 down, I just had this weird feeling that we weren't going to lose the game. And I do wonder whether or not it's a combination of Burnley being a little bit battle-scarred from the last 3 years, and particularly last season, an expectation that we would probably lose the game because it's West Ham and they're widely regarded as going to walk away with the league, and the fact that we've got some new players in there with a new manager and new tactics. So there was not a sense of panic. Burnley fans are pretty loyal and we're pretty patient. And there was just a really great atmosphere among the stands. And to turn it around to go 2-2 didn't surprise me at all. I was only surprised that we didn't go on to get a third, to be honest. And it was just, yeah, I mean, for me, I have no concerns about Burnley this season. Or for all the talk that West Ham are going to walk it with record points, I still firmly believe that Burnley will be on their coattails. We know this league inside out.
It's a striking thing, the confidence that there is, because I had a little look, and in general, I think you've summed up the way in which a lot of people feel, because there's obviously been a bit of an exodus of players. The best centre-back's gone. Within there as well. Kolosho has found himself moving on. Ugochukwu has gone on loan, I think, which suggests the feeling that he might well come back. Hartman's gone on loan, the feeling that he might well come back. All of this will make you go, well, you know, we've lost a fair few players here, but there is a real sort of sense, as you say, that Burnley, well, we know this league, our players know this league, but also there's still a fair bit of strength and depth in terms of what's been left behind.
Yes, of course. And actually, this high turnover of players between each summer season is not new to Burnley. When the four seasons ago, went in the Dash season, when Jackson took us to relegation at the end of that season, we had a mass sale and Vincent Kompany came in with a brand new set of players. He then did a complete overhaul for the Premier League season. We sold them all again on relegation and got a brand new Championship squad under Parker. We then got a load more when we got the Premier League, and now we're going to sell all of our players again.